Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Man, if you are a fan of the juicy, dirty world of slander and innuendo, man, Jamie Lynn Spears tell-all interview is going to be on this morning.
I'm nervous for her.
With Good Morning America. Now, last night, they kind of released a teaser.
I love my sister.
But things have gotten complicated.
I guess so.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
What has caused this rift between you?
The exclusive.
The book title is Things I Should Have Said. What do you regret not saying?
On Good Morning America.
Yeah, so that's going to be this morning. And now that Britney is out of the control of her conservatorship, right? She shares a photo of a typewriter last night with the caption, "Shall I start from the beginning?"
Oh,
man, there is some stuff.
Well, yeah, she hasn't been holding back at all in blaming her family, sister, mom included, for the situation she was in for 13 years.
Right. So
she's salty.
We'll have, obviously there are three sides to the story, you know, Britney's, her family's, and then like what really happened. So,
yeah,
but I think we're going to be over the next several months following this weird family drama that is playing out for the world to see, which, you know, everybody's family has drama, but man,
you know, they're missing the boat here. You know who needs to be doing an interview with Britney and her sister and get the whole fam in the room? Dr. Phil.
You think Dr. Phil will help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would be an explosive interview, would it not? I mean, think about that episode. How's that working for you, Jamie Lynn? I mean, come on, Dr. Yeah. Phil. That family needs some, like, professional intervention.
So that's this morning, that Jamie Lynn Spears interview on Good Morning America. If anything really juicy comes out of that, we'll follow up and let you know. But
we'll be monitoring the situation
for sure. Breaking details. Why would she be searching for her Uber Eats driver? It's your feel good. Right now, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So Tracy, she lives in Texas, ordered food via Uber Eats on January 5th. The delivery driver got her order to her, complete with a bonus goodie bag full of candy, a handwritten note, and a poem. She wanted to properly thank him because she thought that was so sweet. Going above and beyond the call of duty, right? So she put up a video on TikTok that shows footage of him at her front door with the hashtag help me find him. She reached out to Uber to see if maybe she could adjust his tip, but they couldn't do that because more than an hour had passed since delivery. They also said they really couldn't help her contact him, even though he made her night so much better.
Right.
So she reached out to the place she ordered food from. They remembered him and identified him as Donald Anthony Jackson.
Okay.
So then she's got this whole video series that she posts up on TikTok, and she shared the phone conversation with him in six parts.
Jeez.
And he was shocked she was putting so much work into finding him. The final video was captioned, "Let's bless this man," put a GoFundMe link up in the bio. As of yesterday, she had raised nearly $3,000 of her $4,000 goal in 2 days for the sweetest Uber Eats driver, Donald.
All because he gave her a goodie bag?
A goodie bag, yep, a note and a poem.
Wow.
Yeah. In the video, you see he's kind of like, he laid out some tissue paper, right? It's like an apartment. So there's a little table out there. So he put a little tissue paper out there.
Oh, so he'd set like the bag of food down on the tissue paper?
He put some effort into the presentation of the extras. So she just, she just wanted to reward his kindness. And boy, she did.
Dang. And he's about to get paid for it, too.
Exactly. He's about to get a $3,000 tip.
Yeah.
How cool is that? So we'll tweet it out. You can see the video at Ben and Kelly Show. Also put it up on WDJX.com.
Remember a couple years ago when Pokemon Go was like the rage? Everybody was nose down on their phone, walking around and just kind of trying to search for those Pokemon outside. It's 99.7 DJX. I thought it was just kind of a fad and it went away. Apparently, it has some staying power, as our setting the bar involves Pokemon Go and when that gets in the way of your job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when you've got a specific job that requires you to pay attention, playing Pokemon Go may not be so great.
But are we flying an airplane? Are we performing surgery?
I'll explain. Kelly, what are setting the bar stories?
Examples of what not to do, or we hope this doesn't happen to you.
Gaming is life, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without ignoring your job just to play Pokemon Go, when you're a police officer, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. I was going to say, are we flying a plane? Are we conducting surgery? Police officer, yeah, no, we should probably be paying attention to things going on.
Yeah, you know, to be fair, this happened in 2015.
Oh.
They got fired in 2017, and uh-huh. We're talking about it in 2022 because a judge finally threw out their plea to get reinstated. Okay. So here's kind of the backstory. A couple of officers that were on foot patrol, they got the call. Hey, there's a robbery in progress. You need to respond. They're like, let's just turn off the old walkie-talkie here. So they turned it off.
No, so there was actually like things that needed to be tended to.
Yes, but they turned it off because they were on their phone walking, trying to catch Pokemon on Pokemon Go.
Hang on. I got you. Just a sec. But I got to find a Charizard first or something, right?
Yeah. And then the only reason they got caught is because dash cam footage caught them doing it. And for the next 20 minutes also caught them discussing Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Driving around the city instead of responding to the robbery in progress.
Wow.
Driving around the city trying to catch
forgot about the dash cam.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow.
So, anyways. I'm going to throw this in the setting the bar story. When you should probably put the phone down and stop playing Pokemon, especially when you're in public service and the public is calling for you to serve them. You know?
Right. Yes. No. So listen, that was a long time ago. Has he since tried to do another career, especially since now they're like, yeah, no, you can't be a police officer still?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, and it was two officers. They got busted in 2015, fired in 2017, and like I said, we're talking about it now because judge finally was like, yeah, no.
Does Pokemon Go need any spokespeople?
I know, right?
That could be their next opportunity.
That could be their next opportunity.
Exactly.
And that is your setting the bar. Oh, yeah. What's the largest amount of money you've found? Be thinking about that. On 99.7 DJX, like not acquired illegally. I'm just talking like found.
Oh, man, I get excited if I find a dollar in my pocket.
Right. I found on the ground when I was jogging one time in the winter, a $100 bill.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So that was.
That beats my dollar.
That was probably my biggest score of as far as like money goes. And just randomly finding. Could you imagine finding a duffel bag and then opening it up and just seeing wads and wads of cash?
No. But I immediately would think bad things about it, though.
Yeah. Well,
there's not a lot of people that carry duffel bags full of money around that are not obtaining it illegally.
Right. Well, that's what happened at a bowling alley in Atlanta. Someone opened up a duffel bag, and in it was $300,000.
Wow.
And apparently, there is now a rumor going around that the money belonged to Nelly, rapper Nelly.
Okay. I need to kind of know why everyone thought it was Nelly's money.
And then the reason we're hearing about it also is because, according to this rumor, when this money was turned in to the rightful owner, he turned around and gave the person who gave the $300,000 back a $100 bill.
Okay.
And so here's some of the audio. I can only play a little bit of it because there's some swears in it. But here's some of the audio of the people who found the duffel bag full of money and that started the Nelly controversy.
We up here at the bowling alley. She found Nelly bag. It had $300,000 in it. And get what she do. She gave it back.
And what they give?
Tell her what they give. They gave $100. They gave $100 for giving back $300,000.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. So they're salty about the amount of money for the reward.
Yeah. So Nelly actually jumps on this Instagram thread that kind of posts that video and said, I don't know, IDK, what bag or whose bag they talking about, but it damn sure wasn't mine.
Oh, wow. So okay, so yeah, not my money. Don't be blaming me.
Right. So I, like, you know, Nelly's like, hey, trying to distance himself from this rumor. I don't know. I have no idea what's true, what's not true.
Right.
But the fact that they found $300,000 in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Like, that's all of a sudden thrusting you into a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Because for most of us, I would say a 99.7% of us listening, you find $300,000 windfall of money is going to change a lot of things in your life.
Oh, absolutely. And it's cash. So you're thinking, all right.
No receipts.
Can they trace this?
Right, right. I know, you know, I mean, I'm a relatively honest person. I feel like I'm a pretty good human being. Mm-hmm. But I find $300,000 in a duffel bag, and I might be sitting on that a day. Just like...
Oh, you think?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, no. I mean... Immediately, I'm thinking...
Get rid of it.
Yes.
Money.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, because I've seen too many movies where they come after that money.
Exactly. Usually someone's going to miss that amount.
Yeah.
And they will come looking for it. Like, what did I do with that duffel bag full of $300,000? Did I leave that at the park? No, it's a bowling alley. I left it at the bowling alley.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the largest amount of money you've ever found? We got a text from a listener. I once found $20 in the Jimmy Buffett beer line, and after asking if this was anybody's cash, no one responded. I walked away with two large beers. So
fantastic.
There you go. Easy peasy.
So they can't trace that now.
Right, right. So
seriously though, I am still perplexed as to what type of person would be carrying $300,000 in a duffel bag and going to the bowling alley with it.
I'll tell you, I worked with a guy at a radio station in Columbus, Ohio, when I was, you know, many years ago, mm-hmm. who had no less than several thousand dollars in cash on him at any time.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm barely 20 or whatever going, wow. Wow. Like, I could not wrap my brain around it. Like, one, having that much cash just in your wallet.
Yeah, no.
And two, why you wouldn't put that in a bank, you know?
Absolutely.
But this guy, like, he was just of the ilk, like, hey, don't know when I'm going to need it. So I just have it. Plus,
all right.
He was also a gambler, and they would gamble at his house. They'd play poker at his house, you know, every weekend. So, you know, usually on Monday mornings, he'd roll in with that wad of cash. So if you want to comment, largest amount of money you've ever found, I don't think anybody's ever going to beat $300,000 legally. they found legally. But if you want, you can always chime in 502-571-980. It's Adele, Easy on Me on 99.7 DJX. Man, people have some stories about finding some cash. So there's a story about these people finding duffel bag full of $300,000. Thought it was Nelly's. Nelly is denying it, but getting some stories here from Third Shift Dave. I ran out of gas one time walking to a gas station. Found $20 in an empty gas can. Okay. That's a stroke of luck right there. Amy said, I was walking out to the parking lot after a concert trying to find my car, kicked an empty cigarette pack. When it flipped over, I noticed it had under the plastic $364.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Like, who puts $364 in your cigarette pack?
That's an interesting place to hide it.
And then this, David texted in, said, my wife Amanda works at the donation section of Goodwill there in Southern Indiana.
She, oh, I bet they find stuff.
She and another employee found $35,000 in a box under some clothes that was donated.
Oh, wow. You just drop and go.
Yeah, and you
so
drop and go.
Were they able to find out who it belonged to?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But dang. I mean, and I don't know what happens to that money, when that is found. But wow, that is crazy. So, anyways, good stories. Happens every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This starts off really scary story. So, four kids were playing on an icy pond at an apartment complex in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them fell in.
Oof.
23-year-old Dusty Talavera, she saw it happen, jumped into action, pulled a 4-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy out. There was a third child, a 6-year-old girl, that was still in there. She was kind of struggling to get her out. A 16-year-old boy, who was one of the cousins of the kids, went in to help, threw in a rope,
mm-hmm.
and pulled them out. The 6-year-old wasn't breathing had no pulse when deputies got there, so they had to perform chest compressions, mouth-to-mouth, and she's listed in stable condition at this point. But just a super scary situation, and, you know, she just immediately didn't hesitate, just ran in there and saved those kids. And it's you can see some of the footage from the news report of when the deputies got there. We've got the story up on our website. You can dive in at WDJX.com.
Isn't that the basis for It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Bailey saved his brother, right?
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that turned out well.
Exactly.
All right.
Super scary. And don't play on the icy ponds. You don't know how thick that ice is.
Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. So diving into the weird, random world of the internet and misconnections turns up some really random things.
And fun, though. It's fun, though.
Fun, random, and weird. I'm going to toss two keywords out that will help explain the two different misconnections that we have on the way. Mold and thumb.
All right. Can't wait to connect these dots.
Yeah. That's on the way. And then want to know what your weird, irrational fear is. All right.
Okay.
Coming up here in just a few minutes before 8 o'clock. Sometimes you think maybe you found love, or maybe you're just shooting your shot out into the universe in the hopes that that special someone will come to you.
Absolutely. Like, you know, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Are you that guy?
Yeah. And so what Kelly and I do is we scour the internet, we find those random ones, and we bring them to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first?
Sure.
Okay. This one's called Does Mold Do It For You?
Oh my God. Okay.
That's where we're starting. Woman for man.
All right.
I'm looking for that special man. Do you like to get down and dirty around decay?
Ew.
Do you want to frolic among some fungi?
Okay.
The title says it all. I'm just a cold babe living in a moldy bedroom looking for a man who wants to do the same.
Ew.
The jury's out on whether or not this musty love nest might be hazardous, but what's the fun in doing it without a little danger?
Ew, God.
The mattress isn't directly on the composting carpet, so while you won't be manhandling the mildew, you'll be swimming in spores.
Ugh.
Yeah, bring a jacket. I'll make a mixtape. I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot. You interested?
Oh, my God. You hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
You know, that last line could be a T-shirt or a bumper sticker.
Hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
That sounds like her slogan.
Wow. She is looking for a small niche of a person.
Yeah. Well, you know what I feel like this is? She's kind of making lemonades out of lemon.
Maybe.
Like, she knows she's not living in the best of conditions. So why not try to put a little lipstick on it and make it sound appealing?
All right. It's
Craigslist.
Man for woman, titled Thumb Wrestling Partner.
Oh, this is fun. Pretty specific.
I need somebody to thumb wrestle. And maybe even more.
Oh, maybe.
I love the sport and am very passionate about it.
It's a sport?
I have different stage names for my left thumb.
I'm sorry. We have stage names for the thumbs.
But the most famous that you may have heard of, if you know the thumb wrestling crowd, is El Chupa Thumbra.
What? I feel like it needs a costume now.
We'll get there.
Okay.
He has a little mustache.
Okay.
And I paint a red and green leotard on him for events.
Oh, wow.
I'm mostly looking for left-handed partners to compete against and cheer on, but anyone with a caring and supportive demeanor and the grip of a teenage offshore drill hand is welcome.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's specific.
I also enjoy crocheting.
Oh!
Shadow puppetry.
Uh-huh.
And speed snapping to keep my fingers loose.
This guy's got some hobbies.
Will you be my thumb connection?
Oh, that's real cute. I'm a little upset, though, that you didn't go all in and commit to drawing the outfit on the thumb. I feel like that would have made it a little bit better for me.
Kelly, I don't have those materials on hand.
Okay.
Not well, like...
You can find like a highlighter or something.
Just not like El Chupa Thumbra does.
Right, yes, absolutely. At least draw the mustache, I think.
So, you know, whether you are looking for a very specific type of person to share your moldy love nest, or you're looking for someone to spar with thumb wrestling and beyond, you can always count on Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. On 99.7 DJX.
On the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. I want to ask, what is your weird fear, your weird irrational fear?
And spiders in my mouth.
Okay. Spiders in your mouth while you sleep. All right. That's valid. I hear that
Thank
happens.
You.
I hear that happens.
I feel
happens.
Like I need to, I really almost, I'm this close to sleeping with pantyhose on my head.
We can unpack that a little bit more.
This close.
When we dive into it. Coming up next. So I saw recently during Oprah's 67th birthday, she just celebrated. Her buddy, Gayle King, had given her, like, a cake, right? A Bananas Foster, which, hashtag delicious. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, part of her, I guess, diet goals, she threw away half of the cake.
Give it to somebody else for them to enjoy. Don't just share it with the trash.
Sure. But this also brought up the fact that she has an irrational fear of balloons. Back when she turned 40... her staff had given her, put a bunch of balloons there, and she realized that, like, she was kind of freaking out because she was waiting for them to pop. It reminded her of, like, gunshots. All of a sudden, she's like, I can't stand balloons. And then I saw a thing where Carrie Underwood admitted on Instagram she's afraid of turtles.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, all right, well, let's unpack this. What is your irrational fear? And Kelly, you said...
spiders in my mouth while I sleep. I mean, there was a show that had a character that slept with pantyhose on their head because of that. I forget the show.
Man.
But, yeah, I'm this close to that.
Kyle.
When I'm alone in the basement, alone in my house, and I turn off the lights in the basement, I run up the stairs because I'm terrified of the dark. And I close the door. And I'm an adult who is still afraid of the dark.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, you know what?
Same.
No shame in your game. I kind of do the same thing, especially when I was at the house where I was growing up. It had one of those dingy basements, and it was just dark. And
be creepy.
And I would run up the stairs. I know.
We've got woods behind us now, which we didn't used to have before. And sometimes at night, it's really dark out here, like really dark. So sometimes I'll walk swiftly up the stairs.
Karen texted us, and I'm kind of in that same boat too. She says, my irrational fear is going down escalators. She's like, I can go down fine.
Really? Do you think you're going to get stuck in between the stairs?
Well, she says, I can go up fine, not down. I'm afraid that I will fall and they will eat me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Either my clothing will somehow, or my shoelaces will get stuck, or even worse, my hair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is
crazy. I mean, they kind of can look like they're like teeth chopping on you when they like disappear and underneath. Yeah.
Bridget's like, I've got three. Someone will slice my Achilles tendon if I walk downstairs.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That are open in the back. Squirrels that run into the house if I'm bringing in groceries. And the shower or tub will fall through the ceiling while I'm showering. Dang.
That is specific. That's a lot. That's a lot. I love Eric. Eric's just simple. Fish. Terrified of fish.
You know, Audrey, I lived this. Audrey texted and said, spiders in my shoes. So, you know, I would have a pair of boots that were out by the back door, you know, especially in the summertime when I'm mowing and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going out and putting my feet in bare feet and feeling something weird.
No.
Yep. Pulled it out and a big old wolf spider runs out. I was like, ah!
Oh, yeah, no. Like, see, that's no longer an irrational fear. That happened to you. That's a rational fear.
Right, sure, that is a rational fear, but I'm just saying, Audrey, it could happen.
Stop it. Stop. Oh, she is not going to sleep well tonight.
So my, like, I have a fear of bugs getting in my ears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's kind of the same thing as spiders in the mouth. Yeah. Bugs in the ears while I sleep. So, again, you're making another very strong case for sleeping with pantyhose on my head. Because that would cover both.
Lisa's all like, earthworms. All right.
Ew. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You're right.
I get it. I mean, I don't think they're going to come get you.
Yeah, so we're just talking weird fears. If you've got one, we'd love to hear it. At Ben and Kelly Show.
I think we might have contributed to Matthew's fear.
Uh-oh.
Because of all of the stories that we've featured repeatedly on this show. Snake in the toilet.
Oh, dang.
Snake in the toilet. You're taking care of business.
Oh, dang. Yes. Or something.
That's probably our fault. That's
or
our bad.
Something coming up and getting you while you're on the toilet. Yeah.
We have featured that many times over the years. We're sorry about that, Matthew. And, that's our fault.
And, you know, apologies. Apologies. Man. We have some people who are afraid of some things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be afraid of, apparently.
Yeah, so, I mean, we just started kind of talking about weird, irrational fears that you have. Oprah turned 67 recently. She's got a fear of balloons. Carrie Underwood, fear of turtles. Kelly, a fear of spiders crawling in her mouth while she sleeps.
And now bugs in my ears. Thank you for that.
And now, yeah, I said bugs in my ears.
Uh-huh.
John.
Okay, have you ever seen the movie Buried Alive?
Yes.
I saw that when I was 7.
Yeah.
And had nightmares that somebody was going to break into our house, build a maze that leads to a coffin and bury me alive.
Yeah, I got to say, I would say large... Okay, this is going to be very specific. I have a fear of large bodies of water when I'm in a small boat. Like a small boat, ocean setting... Where it's like, I don't know what's underneath me.
Okay, you need a bigger boat.
I need a bigger boat.
If you're going to be in a big body of water.
Yep, I need a big boat, big body of water.
Gotcha. All right, like cruise ship, you'd be okay with that.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Jenna says, hairless cats, they steal your soul.
Angela's all like, I'm super terrified of getting stuck in an elevator. I got stuck in an elevator one time, and it was here at the radio station.
How long were you in there?
Only a few minutes. Thankfully, it was almost to the, I don't know if I was going to the third floor or second floor, but anyways, it was almost to the floor I needed it to go, but the doors wouldn't open, so I just opened them up myself.
Oh.
And stepped out. So,
you
I mean.
Just it, Incredible Hulked it open.
Yeah, I mean, I just stepped out. But then I understand that fear because then your fear then of as you're stepping out, it's starting to move and then you're getting stuck.
Yes, or just plummets. To the basement, crashes. Gosh. all of that. Allison said, when I was younger, I was afraid sharks would come through the drain in the bathtub or pool. Listen, that makes a little more sense than me thinking Jaws lived under my bed.
Yeah, and Dan...
And jumping in and out of bed for years.
Dan, I appreciate this. Dan's admitting, if I see a mouse in our house,
yeah,
I go stay with my parents until my wife can take care of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm terrified of mice.
He straight up leaves the house.
I like it.
I love that.
All right.
That's fantastic. There was one more I remember. So I had this Mickey Mouse lamp when I was a kid in my room. And if I stared at it long enough, it looked like it would smile and then frown.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like one of those things. If you look at something like long enough, and then I had to have the closet door closed. Otherwise, my clothes would look like people hanging.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was, and then the door had to be closed because if it was open and I stared at the hallway, I swore that like somebody was peeking in.
Yeah, that's
like,
something.
I could see a head peeking in.
Those are scenes in a horror movie.
Yes. Well, also like optical illusions, like your eyes playing tricks on you.
Okay. I mean, we could literally do this all show, but.
Oh, all day long.
What we should do is put a post up on Ben and Kelly's show.
Yeah.
And let
it'll be therapeutic.
Yeah, and let you comment there because some of these responses are great.
They're fantastic.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. If you ever need us to chime in on something in your life, maybe give you some unbiased opinion, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. And we'll try to get you some help.
So, grab some snacks. This one is kind of lengthy.
Yeah.
He said, I dated this girl in high school who dumped me when she went off to college. A few years later, ran into her mom in a bar. She was separated from her husband, was trying to sort her life out. We had too much to drink that night. Began a fiery affair that burnt out after about 3 weeks.
Okay.
She and her husband reconciled. I went on about life.
Gotcha.
A few years after that, I reconnected with her daughter. Started dating again. Now, I never told her about what happened between her mom and I. The first time I went with her to see her parents again, you could tell I made her mom real nervous.
Right.
Eventually, sometime later, her mom was able to corner me and asked me if I told her daughter about us, and I told her I hadn't. She made me promise to not say anything ever.
Oh, wow.
So over the holidays, we're at her parents' house, and her mom gets a little tipsy and flirty with me when no one was around. I shut that down real quick, but it really kind of set my conscience off.
Yeah.
I just feel like the worst person not being honest with my girlfriend about hooking up with her mom all those years ago. Am I a jerk for holding on to this secret?
Oh, wow. Okay, so like I said, I feel like honesty is the best policy in most everything that we do here on the show. And every time we do group therapy, it kind of always comes down to communication. But honestly, I'm like, if you say that you had an affair with the girl's mom,
yeah,
it ends. Like,
I know. I don't see how they move forward if he tells her the truth.
No.
Because, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, like, if it were me and I get that information, even though it was years ago,
yeah,
I don't know if I can, A, get the mental pictures out of my mind.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, you play that through in your brain, don't you? You do.
Oh, I would.
I bet you do.
100% I would.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But see, Mackenzie is saying, I know you probably want to protect her feelings, but she's going to hate you more if she finds out another way. Everything that happens in the dark comes to the light.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing, though. It was only 3 weeks, and it sounds like that only he and her mom know. Mm-hmm. And if mom is committed to not saying anything,
then
I don't know how else anybody else would tell her. I don't know. I don't know.
To your grave. But anyways, we open it up because it's free. It's, you know, free therapy. It's group therapy. We do this here. So 502-571-9970. Maybe you have experience. And I know this is a long shot, but maybe you have an experience of dating maybe multiple people in one family.
Here's the thing, too, about this is we're kind of thinking about how the girlfriend would take the news. Think about the dad. You know, mom and dad are back together now.
Mm.
he could potentially wreck their marriage again.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're back together, they're happy. This happened years ago.
Yeah.
This could wreck his girlfriend's parents' marriage. Could wreck that, let alone his own relationship with his girlfriend. I mean, there's a lot of collateral damage that can come with the truth here.
It's always a fun little dance that we do here. And so 502-571-9970, group therapy. Group therapy, you know, he's got a past relationship with her mom.
Just a 3-week fling years ago.
Yeah.
And that was when, like, mom and dad were kind of separated. Mm-hmm. Now, she has since gotten back with dad, but his girlfriend, the daughter, knows nothing about it.
Yeah, and mom's kind of cool to take this to her grave because they recently kind of got together, or, you know, as a family at the house, and...
But mom got tipsy and kind of flirted again. He's all like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope. Not doing that again.
Right. Exactly. So now it's like, he's kind of feeling like a jerk for holding on to the secret.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of factors at play here. And this is where I typically say, hey, look, truth will set you free sort of thing. But this is one of those where I'm like, man, I don't know. I think you should probably just hang on to that too.
Yeah. So here are how the guys are trying to help. Clay says, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Okay, thank you.
Mike says, but which one was better, the mom or the daughter?
Okay.
Steve says, tell your girlfriend then report back with a little jiffy eating popcorn.
Yeah, I think even he understands what is going to happen if you say something.
Exactly. Then Chelsea says, unless you and her are discussing every single relationship you've had in the meantime and you're disclosing every partner, I'd leave this one be. If you open up to telling her, it's not just impacting her.
Mm-hmm.
If mom and dad have a happy marriage now,
yeah,
it's opening up for mom and dad to have problems, mom and daughter to have problems, and you and her to have problems. She will hurt in way more ways, and you'll likely get all the blame. So if you want to stay together, don't deny it if it comes up. And if it does, tell her you didn't want to say anything because her parents are in a good place and you didn't want to make the same mistake twice. If you don't care about the future, tell her. I'm all for honesty, and in this case, this is something that's best not discussed. Have a final conversation with mom that if she can't keep it together, then you're going to have no choice but to tell dad and daughter.
Uh-huh.
Now, to avoid an outburst later, that should keep her in line.
Jeannie says it needs to come out to clear their conscience.
Mm-hmm.
She said, would rather him just tell me so I could protect my parents' marriage.
Well, yes, that's what you would do, but we don't know what the girlfriend's going to do.
I know.
It's like you don't know what someone is going to do with that information. Regardless, I don't know. Again, if I'm putting myself in the girlfriend's position, if I got that information, I don't think I'm continuing that relationship.
No, I'm 100% breaking up. So,
like, I feel like you just like break up and walk away, not saying the real reason why. Because I just don't know how you can continue to be in that situation with that family, with that secret. It's going to eat you alive.
So I think everybody is, a majority of us are saying, look, I think you're going to need to keep this quiet. There are the outliers that are like, look, if you're going to tell, you need to do it this way. I think, and I think Kelly's saying it too, you probably need to just stay quiet. And
yeah, if you can live like that, but you, I mean, only you can figure out if your conscience will let you continue on in this relationship, keeping that secret, because I mean, you're feeling bad about it right now.
Well,
how much time has to pass before you kind of put it behind you? I don't know. I would think, I'm not sure there's a future for this relationship, to be honest.
Well, his conscience allowed him to get with her mom in the first place. So
it did.
That and some alcohol. So anyways, keep us posted if you will. And if you haven't been able to comment yet and you still want to, you can always do it on the thread. We always post them up there on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, you ready for a stupid fact of the day?
I'm not sure. So far, I have been confronted in public with some of the learning we've had so far this week.
All right. Well, hopefully you will.
I've been confronted.
Be confronted with this one, too.
Okay.
I was not going to put this in the stupid fact of the day category, but I figured, you know what? It is still learning.
Okay.
Wednesday is the day that you are least likely to bump uglies.
Oh, really? This is like no Nobody really gets the lovin' on a Wednesday?
Apparently, Wednesdays and Thursdays have been voted the worst days of the week for lovemaking. Saturday was number one.
Well, yeah, because weekend.
Followed by Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then the Lord's Day on Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
listen, but that's a little ironic because it's also known as Hump Day.
Yes, but, you know, it's the hump, getting over the hump of the week, not the other hump.
Right, apparently. Yeah.
Now, listen, the same poll was done 10 years ago. Friday.
You think maybe they need to update that?
Well, no. I said the same poll was done 10 years ago, and things changed just a little bit. Like, Friday and Saturday got even more share of the vote.
Gotcha.
Sunday was less popular, but still, Wednesday, not a big
day. You know what? There's a lot of people that's going to hear this and look at it as a challenge.
I hope so.
You know what? We're going to turn Wednesday around.
I hope so.
That's what we're going to do.
I hope so.
We are going to inject some more love in Wednesdays.
So use this stupid fact of the day as Wednesdays being the day of the week that you are least likely to get some love as a day and a challenge to get some love today.
Let's change the reputation of Wednesday.
There you are. And that is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
Probably going to be confronted by that one, too.
I hope so. Gail there on 99.7 DJX. We were talking earlier about irrational fears that you may have. And, you know, had everything from adults that are afraid of the dark to being buried alive. Kelly having spiders crawl in your mouth while you sleep.
Also, now bugs in the ears. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
You put that in my head.
We put it up on Facebook and got some interesting ones, like Kylie saying being stopped under an overpass.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting
something
one.
Bad happening after that, like not being able to get out?
Or just, you know, under an overpass and the overpass collapsing, I would imagine.
Oh.
That's probably what their fear is.
Okay.
Jennifer's like running out of toilet water.
Running out of toilet water?
Yeah, water.
Oh, meaning that maybe, especially at someone else's house.
Oh, that is the worst.
Flush. Oh, no.
That is one of the worst things and that has ever happened to me is clogging a toilet at a friend's house.
Oh, yeah, no.
And especially.
I mean, how do you cover that up?
Well, and especially when there isn't equipment right there.
Mm-mm.
Like within arm's reach to
like
handle,
a plunger?
Yes, to handle the situation.
Uh-huh. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Elena says happy clowns. I'm okay with scary clowns, but it's the happy clowns.
That get her?
That she can't handle.
Interesting. Mindy says getting my hair sucked into the vacuum.
Into the vacuum?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen every time. So.
Well, I feel like if she's vacuuming standing up, she can successfully avoid that. Now, if you are on the ground and your hair is on the ground and you're still trying to vacuum, that might be where the trouble lies.
Yeah, she might run into some issues there. So if you want to catch up on anything you may have missed on the show, we post a lot of this stuff on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always catch up on the podcast. Audio on demand right there at WDJX.com. Click listen.
Yeah, we did kind of say that maybe, especially in group therapy, honesty was not the best policy. I think that might be one of the rare occasions where we say don't tell the truth.
Right, exactly. So catch up on what you may have missed right there on the website at WDJX.com. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.